Hey guys, this is Shelf Medicating. I'm Maddie.
I'm Savannah.
I'm Ellie.
I'm Macy.
And welcome to Book Club. This month we read Funny Story by Emily Henry. And of course, Emily Henry can either go one of two ways for us. So I'm really excited to talk about it. First, we're going to do like some of our favorites, stuff we've bought recently, things we're liking, all that, and catch up. So how's everyone doing?
Horrible.
Honestly, yeah.
It's been one of the worst weeks, months. I am just going through it. My dryer is broken, so I'm doing all of my laundry at my mother's house. It's miserable. I've had a UTI from hell. I've been asleep 24/7. And when I wake up, I'm just cramping my hips. I've never had hip cramps from a UTI. I told Savannah my medicine for the UTI has made my bathroom journey a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh no.
I started just so I can tell the listeners I didn't finish the book, okay? You'd think, oh, you're lounging around, listen to an audiobook. I can't focus, okay? I play a little bit of My Farm on Hay Day. I scroll a little TikTok. I see what surprise songs Taylor Swift did and I go to bed. Okay, I'm feeling better today. I was trying to finish it for this, but I was listening at 2.5, so it was
My gosh,
miles came over, and then when I was like, it was also miserable. So yeah. Here we are. I'm here. I still have opinions.
2.5 is insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was dedicated to my job. Limit.
I can barely do 1.5.
Oh, I listen to everything at 1.5 because I read fast.
I think they talk too slow. Yeah, you really get used to it. It's kind of crazy, like how your brain can like.
Good, I need to.
Because when I have it at one, it's like literally. I think they're like going slow like this.
Yeah, they really take their time to enunciate, which is what I should be doing on this podcast, but I don't.
Yeah,
taking my time enunciating.
I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling a little better.
Yeah.
At least. Me too.
So I was literally about to not come again because I had a twinge of hip pain, and Logan was like, please get out of the house.
Yeah.
Do something.
Do you some good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's everyone else doing?
I'm on summer break, so yay. It's just fun. It's nice. It's relaxing.
Yeah. I'm really jealous.
I know. This year I'm like really not much to say. No, I like forget that people like June and July are like working months for literally everybody. Mm-hmm. Now the thing I will say that does kind of suck, that was like, because everyone else is working, it is kind of like boring. Like I do go
come like, over anytime,
mess around at Target a lot, or you know, so like yeah, we should hang out more. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing summer school, so that helps. But
it's like we should really get to know each other. Yeah.
Like I should really know your son more. I'm like, zoo.
Literally, please.
No, we really should go.
That actually would be really fun.
Yeah, I would.
I'll take off work.
Yeah.
I'll we call can meet you sick. For lunch.
Oh, please.
We should.
I would literally love that.
Yeah. But no, it really is fun. I'm very grateful that I have that time off. Yeah. But
it's nice. A nice reset.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it really is.
You need it to be able to just keep going.
And in the past, like, it was such a big Sunday scary, though, like, the month of August, like, I, like, usually hate. But since I genuinely do like my job now, mm-hmm. I'm like not like I'm already not worried about it. So that's nice.
That's yeah, that's so thing. Nice.
Because it almost like wasn't worth the summer break because I was like so dreading coming back. But
that's true.
So, but yeah, that's it.
Good. I don't have much to update. I had a birthday, my first Mother's Day, but honestly, it was
big month. Great.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. It's just like nothing special. We did go to the lake, which is always nice, but. Yeah, other than that, I've kind of just been doing the usual.
Yeah.
Have you taken Owen on the boat yet or not yet?
Not yet. We were going to, but it's like hard because we want to wait till it's like not too hot and go in the evening. But then it's like he's grumpy and it's bedtime. So, yeah, it's like we planned on it and then the time came and we were like, no, not happening.
It's probably in the pool just kind of a lot. Like,
logistically. Like so much to prep. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, his life jacket's fine, but still it's like stressful.
No,
like,
yeah.
He's too little.
Yeah.
Him just a baby.
I know. Yeah.
Just a little baby. Mm-hmm.
He did love the pool though. So that was good.
Oh, cute. Mm-hmm. I guess this was his first year. Yeah, his first summer. He was born that summer. So
yeah.
Really in that's the womb. Cute.
Swimming.
A little swim trunk will make me cry.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Cute. And of course, like it's in his blood, but he already has like a farmer's tan.
No,
so cute.
That's amazing. His skin is gonna be amazing.
Yeah,
I'm like, I could use a hard worker like that on the farm.
I'd pay $10 for that.
Yeah,
You ready to start making a paycheck?
Like, have you ever thought about putting him in Ranch Hand Academy?
Oh my god.
Never too young. Yeah.
You need a Nintendo Switch. Yeah. Those are like, that's the game for a farm right there.
For everyone asking, it's an app. I have a farm. I'm a level 65. Here's the tea. I re-downloaded it and it lost my farm. So it was trying to start me over at level 1. And I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm out. My Hail Mary, I reached out to the developers. Shut up. I said, listen, my farm's called Boats, Boats, Boats. That's what it's called. That's my name. I don't know why. And I said, I lost it. I was 65. And they said, here it is back, Boats. Welcome to the game.
Oh my God.
Jumped in like I never left.
What customer service?
Yeah. It was amazing. It was immediate customer service.
How did you find... How did you know who
there was like
out
a little
to?
Settings thing on the app, and it was like chat, and I was like, might as well give it a little shot.
Okay.
And it worked. So, you know, if you need to free your mind, if you need to get off of social media, it's get like a stupid app.
Minecraft?
No.
What's it called?
Heyday.
Like H-A-Y or H-E-Y? A-Y, right?
H-A-Y-D-A-Y.
Hmm.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
And you just farm?
Yeah, and I have a town.
It's giving like Webkinz.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it does look like Webkinz.
And look, all of my animals have spring hats.
They're so cute. Spring hats. Aww.
Games like this, though, like I never know what to do.
Yeah, it confuses me.
Like, I do my crops. I sell my little goods here at the store. I sell these little boats for money. Mm-hmm. It's just fun.
I've heard people genuinely like are so relaxed playing this, so yeah. I get it.
I was gonna ask you, what was your motivation?
Miranda does it.
Okay.
And Miranda texted me one night in like the dead of night and said, re-downloaded the farm. We did it in COVID. So Miranda and me back in the day used to play this game when we were like kids and it was justified to play it. And then during COVID, she was like, why not get on the farm? Because the tea is, if you're in it, like if you're really good, you have to like check your crops all day long. I'm not that committed. But during COVID, I had nothing to do. So she texted me in the dead of night and said that. And I said,
why not?
I'm on my phone anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but it's like, I wouldn't tell someone to start because level 1, that sucks.
Yeah.
I already did the hard part. I got to waltz back in at 65.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. Also, they have a bunch of cute little, like, I have a candle maker. I have a sandwich maker. So I just, like, make little goods and sell them.
That's actually pretty cute.
Yeah. And Miranda just unlocked, like, a bird. And you, like, have to feed your animals. And we didn't know what kind of bird feed it would be. You can feed them any of your veggies. Just give them a little veggie. Also, you get to name all of your animals. So my horses are all named after famous country singers. My cats, I have cats, dogs, goats, pigs.
They're overflowing.
Bees, squirrels. Yeah. Man. Anyway, that's
production
me.
Production is thriving.
Love that. Yeah.
I don't really have anything to update on either. I also had a birthday, but
we had our cute little dinner
party.
Yeah,
we did.
That was really sweet.
So fun.
Oh, I was going to tell you guys, we need to do something else because I got a film camera. So like an actual one. I don't know if y'all saw what Lindsay posted on her Instagram story about a film camera that she got.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'll show. Well, I don't.
It's the same one.
I almost brought it, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. The same one.
I'm so excited.
It's like a legit like film camera. So
cool.
I thought it would be fun if we do something like that again and take cute pictures. Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah, I hosted like a little, spring dinner situation for my birthday, and it was really fun. It was cute.
It was so fun.
But other than that, I don't feel like I have anything. This month has been kind of like randomly long but a blur.
It hasn't felt like May. I don't know why.
Went by fast.
Well, the fact that there's still another day of it tomorrow, I'm like, move on.
We've had so much bad weather too, like sketchy, like nothing, like thank goodness, like other areas yes, but like here hasn't been that bad, but it's like things have been canceled. You have to like wait around. You're up at freaking midnight.
Yeah,
seeing if
true.
You're gonna get
like
hit.
The anxiety.
So it's just like,
I know.
It's been an anxious kind of month. Mm-hmm. So I don't love that. I usually love May, but then I forget about the tornadoes.
Yeah,
like I always like May's such a like bright and sunny month. Then I forget about that aspect.
I know.
Living here,
it really is like up in the air. Like sometimes your plans will just get like canceled.
And they're like graduations. Like there's birthdays. Mm-hmm. There's Mother's Day. Like it's like a busy month for that to happen too. Yeah. Like it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know.
I always think about, though, how lucky I am, or how lucky we are that tornadoes are our thing. I just feel like it's like the best. If you had to pick one, a natural disaster, I feel like tornadoes are the way to go.
I agree.
What?
They're predictable. Oh, yeah. They okay. like stay in one area usually.
Yeah. Yeah. Hurricanes are a tornado with water, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, like, and that's like, well, devastating. Also, you like can an go entire underground. Area. Yeah, you can get away from them easily.
There's nothing you can do to avoid an earthquake cracking your ceiling, man, but you can at least hide from a tornado.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like rather have, like, you know, a blizzard, like places that like get really snowed in, yeah, like because they know how to take care, like, of it. So it's not really a natural disaster. Like Colorado, I'm assuming, like doesn't really have anything. Like some places just don't have anything. I'd take that.
Yeah.
But you're saying,
yeah.
I feel like if I had to pick one, mm-hmm. I feel like at this point, like I wish we had a shelter. We do not. But like if I'm not leaving my dogs anywhere, like yeah. I'm sorry, like they're coming with me or we're staying, and like I feel like our closet's solid enough, like I don't know why I don't have a fee, as none long as Christian's with ones. me. I don't care, like I'm just like, we'll just get in the closet and be fine.
Yeah,
and like that's just, well, hopefully gonna be the case, mm-hmm. but like I have a some sort of peace, well, the about majority that,
of the
know?
Time it is like,
yeah,
and I your spouses might be different. Logan just doesn't give a,
he Christian
he
doesn't
couldn't care less.
Yeah,
like sometimes I'll be like, it's gonna be a really bad day, like we need to figure out if mm-hmm. we should take the dogs, and Logan's like, I'm not doing any of that.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay. I'm always like, we need to be home by 4, and he's like, well, I'm like Damon Lane said, he's yeah. like, I it's bright and sunny, like he's always like, I think it's gonna miss us.
Are you guys all Damon people?
No,
I don't.
I'm
really
David.
Have a
David
preference.
I mean, like David's stupid little phrases.
My loyalty is,
and like I'm sorry, but
well, and I met him.
Yeah,
yeah. His kid goes to Heritage Trail, so he's always like saying that school specifically, which helps. But
yeah, that's.
I think it's
you guys
fun
are David
to live.
People?
Yeah,
for sure, because their technology is miles ahead of
oh,
the other
really?
Guys. Yes. If,
oh,
if you, if
I have
you
to see. I don't watch him.
And then go and try and watch another one.
Really?
Yeah. You're like, okay, you guys are living in the Stone Age.
Did you see the video crazy. Of Val and Amy?
Yes.
Val and Amy Castor, storm chasers, like spun out on the road yeah. in the middle of a storm. And then literally the next night they were back out. I said, that's dedication.
That's yeah. crazy. Also, wow. I don't, you, everyone probably saw it, but the live, there's been two tornadoes that they are like showing live, like the storm chasers on the news channel. And I've like never seen anything like it. There was that one where the guy was using his like night vision and it was literally like ripping up a house. Like it was crazy to see. Like yeah. normally they're kind of like rain wrapped or like mm-hmm. looks just like a cloud.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Yeah, I need to see.
They're so fast. I think that's another reason why I'm like, if I had to pick one, because they're so fascinating. I
know. So
like,
fascinating.
So crazy.
I know.
There have been so many night storms
I know,
this year.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, that's what scares me.
Yeah.
Obviously. But.
I maybe have told this story before, but my loyalty to David Payne is because of that time my mom didn't realize that when you join a Facebook Live, you like are joining something. Yeah. So one time she like wanted to watch the weather and she joined and David Payne was like, hello, Rhonda.
That is incredible.
She thought he could see her, so she exited out.
Me. Yeah.
Hello, Rhonda.
How do you not watch him after that? Like that is incredible.
Very intimate.
That's so funny.
And I love his dynamic with Lacey.
Lacey,
their banter
is
so good. I know.
Yeah. If I was his wife,
that was her husband.
Yeah. Oh.
No, it's almost like a father-daughter like friendship thing. It's like so cute.
Did you see him the other night? Whenever someone like moved his grapes, and he was like, "Don't eat my grapes."
Or when they got, this is like people are clicking on, but when they got insomnia delivered the other night, made my night.
What?
David was like, they delivered cookies?
Are you kidding me? Like, on TV.
Like on air. And Lacey was like, that's kind of their whole thing.
Yeah, insomnia. And he was like, they're open this late. And she was like, well, the name.
Aw, teaching him.
Yeah, it was so
that,
cute.
That's funny. That'll make me switch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's fun over there.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm. No hate to Damon, though.
Yeah. Love you, Damon.
What about Mike Morgan?
Ooh.
Get out.
It's about time that he clocks out for good.
We had to stay.
I think
the
there's
night.
A fourth one. Who am I missing?
Jonathan
Condor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought he was with Damon, though. Him.
Are you thinking of Aaron Tuttle?
Oh, Aaron Tuttle. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I like to watch him for his predictions.
He's
but
the
his,
black sheep.
Yeah.
I had what a world that we have. Have these weathermen.
I had to stay with my parents a couple, Monday.
Oh, yeah, your air fixed?
How do you know about that?
You told us. Come for me? And during the storm, we were concerned. You're like, oh.
It was as if something was so personal. Yeah. Like,
your best friend. We talk all the time.
I got scared for a minute. I'm like, do I know that?
Ellie said, who are you working for?
I just figured my mom told your mom.
Yeah.
I forgot I told y'all. Okay, well, there was a freaking mouse in our drain. Ew. Isn't that sick?
Yeah. Dead. That's embarrassing. I'm just kidding.
Honestly, I know.
But
because we have a basement, I'm assuming they're in the basement. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, it's okay. They're here.
Yeah, that's fine.
All my coworkers were like, we all had mouse.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen one, though. It was like...
You don't see them often.
Mm-mm, they're crazy.
We were going through stuff from my mom's attic, sneaky. And she found an old photo of hers that was chewed in half by a rat.
Ew.
And we, like, haven't obviously seen the rat in the attic, but it was little teeth marks on a photo.
I just don't know where in my actual house I would need to look.
You should look under your cabinets. Sink.
Look for little droppings.
I haven't found any. Okay. And it's been, like, a week and a half or two.
Well, maybe just in the basement.
Yeah.
He's paying rent.
Maybe they're contained.
I don't know. I can't think about it. I've tried to have it out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, it's fine.
Anyways, we were watching.
There are worse things, honestly.
Yeah, really.
I almost threw up when my coworkers were like, you probably
rather have a mouse than a spider infestation.
Yeah. What?
Or earwigs.
Yeah.
I have beef with earwigs.
Give me an earwig all day.
Okay, mouse or roach? Mouse.
Mouse.
Mm-hmm. A roach.
I forget we're talking to a rat over here.
Because I feel like
scared of that.
I feel like if there's a roach, it's just like on the ground, and I don't know. Maybe I'm not.
No, you catch a couple mouse, and they're gone. Bugs are like an infestation.
Oh. I don't know.
Catch a couple mouse.
It's not
mice. I know we're not. No one's saying mice, and it's killing me.
Okay,
we've done it like 7 times. Yeah. We just keep saying
seven mouse.
Now people are clicking off.
I know, people hate us.
Good.
We still have a whole other segment to do.
Yeah. Okay, let me finish. Hold on. So we were watching the news, and my mom out of nowhere just goes, oh, there's little Mikey.
Mikey Morgan? Not Mikey.
But she did this with her hand.
The little finger?
She like scratched him on the TV.
Red Bill's Rob. Like, hello?
There's little Mikey.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like no one watched. I would love to see their ratings.
Yeah.
He's sweet though. If you see him on Facebook.
My mom apparently watches him.
Whenever he's been around snows, a while. Yeah, he always like takes his wife to work when it snows because she's a nurse. He's like, gotta get her to work. She slays also. I don't know if you've seen his wife. Mm-mm. She's a baddie 10 out of 10. Yeah.
I would kill to watch a reality show on these guys.
Oh,
and
like
the storm chasers. I bet it'd be fascinating.
Yeah, so fascinating.
That's what they're missing out in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. That would be prime. Yeah. Weatherman reality.
Mm-hmm. And the beat between Aaron and David.
Mm.
Palpable. Yeah, that'd be great.
Like, okay. Still wholesome with some drama.
Oh shoot.
Girly.
She is a bombshell.
Oh yeah. Wow.
She's got a subscription at Glow.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
In a that'll big convince way.
Me. That's crazy.
Okay, we've got to move on.
I was going to say, let's pivot. Yeah. What's everyone bought, liked, loved?
I was telling Macy, I guess, didn't think I had a TikTok addiction, but it's so, you just start thinking it's like good for you. Like, oh, I need to buy these things. And like some things probably are beneficial, but I'm like, I need to stop. But I went to Target and got the Milky Toner, that brand that I don't even know. It's a cute bottle. We'll see. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted something to, and then there's like a facial spray I've heard you can use like throughout the day, like antibacterial.
Yeah.
Oh.
And some people like do it in the morning, don't wash their face, which I'm like, I don't know if I'll do that. But like after the gym or something. Like,
yes, I have seen that.
Yeah. So I got that on Amazon. We'll see if that works. I'm more like, that just sounds refreshing. That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do any harm. But I'm so bad with skincare. I'm like, this is good for me. Or like vitamins. Mm. I'm like, you could convince me to take every single supplement.
I know.
And same. Like, I'll do vitamin D forever, like fish oil forever. And then I'll like quit. And I'm like literally the same person. Yeah. So it's just,
I know.
I'm so easily influenced. But I'm trying to think of anything else. Shorts from Sam's. I mean, that's my summer.
Yeah. I didn't actually buy it, but I made the terrible mistake today of testing Miranda's Dyson Airwrap.
Oh,
nice. Is it amazing?
It's amazing. It seems so luxurious, so quick. I'm like, I do not even kind of have the money. I don't even have the room on a credit card. And I want that. Like that. It was so nice. So that's now on my like I never really had the urge. Like, I was like, oh, I don't need that. And now I'm like, dang, I want that.
Yeah. I just keep like thinking that any day now, like that style will go out.
Yes.
And I'm like, then I'll just be left with this like bouncy curl machine, not need it anymore. Like
right now.
Yeah. But it's been around for a while. So.
It has. Yeah. It's kind of here to
here
stay.
I am, straight as a board.
Yeah. I got the film camera, which is a fun purchase. I've only used it a couple times because I don't want to waste it because it's not like you don't get to just delete the photo. Mm-mm. Like it's what you take is what you're gonna get, and so I like have just slowly been using it, but eBay, so it's like $75.
Oh, that's
nice.
That's
really nice. Nice.
Yeah.
An eBay gift card all day.
Oh shoot, you should get one. Seriously,
Cameron's, unfortunately.
Oh darn it. But yeah, that'll be a fun little hobby.
Yeah,
maybe
for your little scrapbooks.
I think it'll be fun.
Have you had to like change the settings? Like, did Lindsay teach you how to like use it, or is it just like
she just puts it on auto?
Okay,
which feels wild to me. But I know
I love
was
that
like,
though.
I like Ryan.
Oof. I was hoping you were gonna say like Karen or
like, not this again.
Yeah.
Ryan just got a camera as well that is like for videography. He's gonna start trying to get into that on own. But he's like knows all the settings and whatever, and so he was trying to teach me and I was like, shut up. I need you to not talk to me about how to do this anymore. Like, I've just got to text Lindsay because it's stressing me out, and it's not the same as like a nice digital camera. Like, I don't know that we need to set it on the same things. And so she was like, no, I just put it on auto. It's like, okay,
cool,
that's great.
We'll see if the first roll turns out or not. But anyways,
speaking of fun little hobbies, I am going to attempt sourdough.
Oh,
wow.
Take the reins.
Ellie's passing the baton to me.
Passing the hooch.
Hopefully I can do better. Yeah, leave your hooch over there. But Jackie Oshray just like attempted to do it, so I was like watching her video on it, and then it just like, you know, like when you watch someone do something and you're like, one, I can do it better, and two, it like doesn't look that bad. So I've just been watching like a lot of TikToks, and I got a, did you start like your own starter?
The first time, yeah.
Okay, see, that's like not happening for me.
No, it's easy.
But I'm scared.
It's so easy. You can totally start your own starter.
Well, I bought a dehydrated starter. I'm going to rehydrate.
Then that, I know people do that and it works
Okay. So then I have to do that for like 5 days before I can even like attempt to bake. So I'm going to do that. It's not here yet, but it's part of my birthday money I spent. So
I love that.
And like, I don't even know if I'll have the time to do it, but it just sounds nice. Like,
it'll be fun.
Sourdough. Yeah.
I'm always tempted. Any kind of little hobby like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, also, you guys would be pleased to know, someone commented on my TikTok, which is blowing up, by the way, but and asked where my necklace was from, and it was my charm necklace.
Oh, cute.
Very
cute.
From my own imagination.
Yeah, one of a kind.
The hands
love
of me.
That. Mm-hmm.
Okay, should we do a book?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Me too.
I should have told you someone sooner. I can't do the summary.
Oh, I didn't finish it.
Oh, shoot.
I'm scared.
Also, I just have to say, I can't see any of you anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're like looking at me and making an expression, you're very...
Oh, you took your glasses off.
I took my glasses off.
She has a condition.
I can't.
The listeners are like, what the hell? I had to take my glasses off and now everyone's blurry. So if you're looking at me, I can barely see you. Anyways.
Nice. Anyways, okay, we read Funny Story by Emily Henry.
Do you want me to read the thing or do you want to... I read it like literally beginning of May.
I was going
to
say, like, I don't remember a thing about it.
It's been a while.
I could probably finish it without even knowing because it seems predictable. So I would just give someone the highlights. Like, it's like pretty...
Okay, Daphne was dating a man, engaged.
Uh-huh, Peter.
Engaged to Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on a bachelor trip and came back and was like, hey, Daphne, sorry about it, but I hooked up.
With my childhood best friend.
With my childhood best friend Petra, and we're in love and we're getting married, and so Daphne,
you've got to move out.
Yeah,
Daphne has to move out. They were living together and she now moves in with a man named Miles, who is
Petra's ex.
Yeah, so they both like needed a partner like to live with, basically, and so obviously things get steamy. They're both like grieving their relationships. They obviously hook up once or twice, but they're like, we can't be together. We're not stable over our enough. Exes. Yeah. And
but they tell their exes that they are dating.
Yes.
They get invited to the wedding. And so they're like, we have to go. Let's just pretend we're dating. So that way they're jealous and it's not like we're losers.
Right.
So yeah, they pretend. And then it obviously turns into some more.
Oh, I'm on the edge of my seat to hear what
happens next. Well, the whole time, like they're leading up to the wedding, but they never go.
No, nope, they never go.
I just thought of that.
Well, because the wedding doesn't happen.
Yeah.
They break up.
They break up.
Petra and Peter end up breaking up. Peter tries to come back for Daphne. Petra asks Miles to help remove their stuff out. So there's like a point where, of course, Daphne thinks Miles just like abandon her. She's a librarian. Got to mention that.
Yeah.
Loving that. Mm-hmm. So then they have like a readathon, her big event, and he like comes and helps, saves the day.
His sister comes and lives with them for a little bit, so she's like a character, and then
obviously, like wants them to be together.
Yeah. And she like makes a friend at the library that becomes kind of like a main character as well.
Oh yeah.
Her dad. I was gonna say
her dad shows up
randomly.
Oh, there's so much I forgot.
I know.
Yeah. One thing about Emily Henry is she's gonna throw in a random family subplot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's gonna be lots of side characters. Mm-hmm. And some random subplots.
And honestly, I don't know what the big climax was. Like,
there wasn't one.
They should have gone to the wedding. That would have been the climax.
Yeah.
Peter and
the only Petra event they like had that they had to like really act together was like that little like old like senior citizen prom.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I kept thinking like that makes the wedding. I mean, it doesn't make it for me, but I keep thinking that they did go.
Yeah,
that
no.
was like not that because big of a deal.
Because Peter and Petra were there, and so they like saw them there as a quote unquote couple.
Yeah, they like weren't thinking they would be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what's everyone's overall thoughts?
Yeah, let's go one by one and tell overall thoughts. I mean, I liked it more than Happy Place. I liked it way, way less than Book Lovers. It was just classic Emily Henry to me. There are too many side characters. I feel like the main plot got lost. At first, when Miles and Daphne first started hooking up, I was like, ooh, this is like fun. I got like butterflies. But towards the end, I'm like, I don't think these two people belong together. I think that she deserves, like, I think that Peter is the one. Like, and obviously she cheated and whatever, so probably not the one. But I just don't feel like they were compatible at all. And I don't even remember if they had even like banter that was like good.
It's not sticking out like if maybe. They did. I feel like they did.
I thought they did.
Okay. Well, I did like get butterflies. So maybe I'm just not remembering. I did read it a while ago.
Tell me if I'm wrong because I didn't finish it. I think I was having a hard time connecting with Miles because he felt underdeveloped. Like,
for sure.
Drunky, like likes to smoke weed, free spirit, but then he like knows everyone in town. Like that seems like sweetheart. You're trying to do like cowboy sweetheart, but like I wish you would have just leaned into like stoner free spirit as his full vibe, because trying to like bring back these other like weird redeemable characters just made him feel like not a complete character. Instead, it felt like a culmination of like, we wanted something different for the love interest, but we still wanted to give you like the classic things you love about the love interest. You know?
Yeah, so I just, it was just okay, honestly. And then I'll wait to say it, but yeah, it was just all the things that I like and also hate about Emily Henry books. And we'll talk more later, but
yeah,
I don't really, I mean, I'm brief. I just wasn't, I was sick and that was playing a part, but I also like, I just was bored in the beginning because it was so predictable. I knew that obviously they were going to end up together. I also knew that at some point their exes were going to come back, and I knew there would be a miscommunication where they thought they were getting with the exes. Like, it was like too much of a rom-com. Like, it fit the exact rom-com principle, like layout.
I will say too, like, I liked it in the beginning. It was towards the end when she lost me. Like, I was like, oh, okay, like, I actually really like this. I'm excited to read it. I think it's gonna be good. And then it just like goes downhill, like with her dad coming in. I was just like, okay, it's too much. And two, I hate when romance books do this. They just take a turn where it's in no way realistic, and her dad's wife being named like Starfire. I'm like, why? Why can't her name be Sandra? two.
I was happy that the characters had better names though than Happy Place.
Yeah.
Besides that one. That one's an exception, but everyone else had a pretty normal name.
Yeah. Petra is not a normal name.
That's true.
True.
And then Petra was weird, yeah.
And then two, when they were on the boat with her dad and she's like, oh, Miles, having his Popeye tattoo on the calf. I'm like, hello? Y'all remember that? He had a Popeye tattoo. Yes.
Miles does?
Yes. And I'm like, one, that doesn't fit his character at all.
Why were they on the boat?
They were with her dad.
I know. I don't remember the boat scene.
Oh, maybe it wasn't a boat, but y'all remember the Popeye tattoo?
Kind of. Yeah. See, he's a funky character, Miles. Yes.
But that doesn't make sense to me. I feel like he was like laid back, chill, and this man would not have got a Popeye tattoo.
Yeah.
And one, I'm like, why are you?
That's that outrageous.
Ellie's like, you're telling me you don't?
No, for him. For him.
Okay. Well, even then, I'm just like, can we not include it? Like, can we just not make these characters like so quirky and
does like to do quirky.
Yeah.
I like pictured him as, I don't know, like a drummer in the band or something. Yeah. Like, he was a bartender. He smoked a bunch of weed. He drank. Like, I don't know. But then he was a bartender at like a nice vineyard.
Yeah. I pictured like winery guy.
Right.
So it like changed.
Like button down, sleeves rolled up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess same. So I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I pictured Ellie's brother.
Oh no, he is my Miles. That was my surprise.
Are you serious?
It kind of fits perfectly.
Oh, I couldn't stop thinking of
it. Oh no,
it's great.
Did you take a picture of him and everything?
No, I picked somebody else just in case we were worried.
Not gonna go there.
Yeah. No, but he was my first choice. That's hilarious. Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Someone else. Well, okay. My overall thoughts were basically same. I think I liked it more in the beginning as well. Got a little bored. I didn't dislike it, but I haven't rated it because I literally don't know. Yeah. Like, I can't decide what I really think. Definitely liked it more than Happy Place, I will say for sure. It just didn't like do much, I guess. Like, I didn't dislike reading it. I was fine to pick it up when I was reading it. But I just wasn't like, wow, that was the best.
Right.
So, yeah.
I like disagree with all of you, honestly. Yeah. I ate it up. Really? I love that she was a librarian. I think I just like totally.
I love that Emily Henry always includes like the main girl will be involved in books somehow.
Yeah. 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 So that's true. Like thought that was so, I don't know. I just obviously like totally dove into that and let that be my personality. I think I really like any movie, book, anything when they're like, I like enemies to lovers fine, but I like friends to lovers, like when they're like not supposed to be together, or like a love triangle where he's the friend. I just like eat that up every time. So I like thought I thought their banter was good. I will say I thought Miles as a character when he was first like stoned all the time, like, just obviously not my vibe, and I was like, I just don't want this to be like a thing all the time where she's like, he's smoking weed again, like, that's kind of like,
yeah,
I think of like 18 year old behavior, right. And like that's not even true nowadays, like, it's fine. But then when I figured out he worked at a winery, it helped.
I liked, you know, him, like,
he was just a different kind of character.
Yeah,
like, so I kind of liked the funky
with them, and I thought he was like,
I liked how he was like hot. Chill. Yeah, he was just like so like doesn't have to try hot, which is always nice. And I like did not like Peter at all, so I was just like happy that she had somebody. I'm trying to think of what else to say. I will say, you guys bringing up the dad, not necessary. I loved her relationship with her mom. I thought that was pretty, like, I mean, I don't know, pretty relatable. Like, I think that's could be realistic, especially like her. I know, like, sometimes when parents get divorced, like, moms sometimes are like, I'm just gonna take care of myself. I don't need a man. I don't have time for that. I'm do CrossFit. Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel like that's sometimes like.
Yeah,
pretty realistic. So I liked their little relationship. Mm-hmm. I liked her friend. I cannot think of her name. Oh, Ashley.
Oh, yeah. I liked her.
Yes.
And like the birthday stuff was cute.
Yeah. Yeah. And I liked how she like was older, had a son, like just totally different kind of friendship. I didn't care. The sister showing up really stressed me out.
Yep.
She was like bothering me, especially when there was sexual tension. I'm like, leave so they can do stuff.
Well, I thought that she was going to be like more of a problem, honestly. And then she was just kind of like,
she was just like there.
Yeah. She was like, kind of like, great. I'm just like, why are you here? Yeah. Like, you could have been like here for a weekend and not like, again, like, it's just like every single character has like an underlying issue. And I'm like, why do we have to, I don't care what Julia is doing back home.
Yeah, I like, really could care less when she showed up. I was like not invested at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't like how they like kind of made it a thing of like, she's not telling us the whole reason why she's here. And
yeah, like made it sound so like,
yeah, like something satanic. Horrible.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah, and then, so good. Like, she killed someone.
No, literally. And it was literally just that she was worried about Miles, right? Like, that was the only reason she was there.
How do I feel like there was something, there's something with her parents too.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, and his parents were odd.
Yeah.
They didn't have a good relationship, and I can't remember why. Oh, his mom being weird. Like, being so embarrassed that they did stuff. Like, wouldn't she,
yeah,
like,
his
really...
parents were weird. Why are all the parents have to be weird?
I don't remember what on earth his dad did.
Was he, like, a successful doctor or something, and they were mad that Miles didn't take that route or something?
I mean, maybe. I just remember the mom, like, would get, like, embarrassed by how they acted. Like, in public or, like...
Yes.
It was, like, some... It was almost, like, what's the word? Like, verbal abuse, kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was...
Like, they could never do anything right.
Yes.
But then she would act perfectly fine in public. That was right. Like, she acted like the best mom in public, and then, like, when they were alone, she was, like, so... like just verbally abusive to both of them. And then it got really bad with just her and then Julia.
He was yes and then I remember Miles was like annoyed that their dad just kind of like didn't stand up for them and like just like let it go on. I think that was part of it.
I have written down that I hate when it feels like all it takes is like one like therapy session to like cure these people and then they can be together. It's like, we can't be in a relationship because I have these underlying issues. And they're like, Miles, I discovered that I just can't let people hurt me. And now we can be together.
Yeah,
and
now I'm like, good. When he... Okay, so Miles at one point goes to find her dad. And that's the boat scene, right?
Yes.
Like, I don't even think... I keep calling her Emily. Daphne's not there. But, like, that's when he, like, didn't answer his phone for 2 days and wasn't home for 2 days. Like, they had, like, two instances where he, like, literally just, like, ghosted. Yeah. Ghosted. Or no, it was the same weekend that he helped Petra. He like helped her for move for like 30 minutes. Apparently, she thought they were like,
and then went and found her dad.
Yeah. Like, and I'm like, stay like, out all of in it. One weekend, and like call, text, like we're not.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I like if Christian doesn't call me back from like going home from work, I'm like, he died. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
like, we don't. There's no excuse to like not respond to people. Right. That part was stupid.
Okay, I do think that was the boat though.
I do too. I don't think.
But then why does she have? Why does
I
she
think
know
it
that
was
he,
the dad said like.
I gotta go back.
Sick Popeye tattoo. Yeah,
probably. But we gotta find it.
I really feel like that's it, but I don't know.
I had another character that I was like, Sadie?
Who?
What?
Her friend Sadie. Their previous, like from Peter and her's relationship, they had another couple, Sadie and somebody.
Yes,
and she was like so sad that they were like no longer friends, and like clearly she picked that person. And then like all of a sudden they reconnect. She's like, I wonder what Sadie would think. I'm like, who? Like, I could not remember. Like, I figured it was a friend, but I couldn't remember their exact relationship. Why she cared so much? Like, it was just like once again, like,
it was just necessary. Too much. Like, I also have written down that I would often forget that Peter and Petra is like how we got here.
Yeah.
Like, I would forget that they were a thing until she would be like, oh yeah, the wedding. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And again, why did we never get to go to the wedding? They should have gotten married. I don't care that. Like, I don't care that their relationship didn't work out. Like, that's not satisfying to me.
No.
Also, just like.
Or like night before, like one of them has second thoughts, like gets cold feet.
Yeah.
Love it. And then they still get married or. I don't. I mean, yeah. Or like say no at the altar. I don't know, something dramatic. I need. Yeah. I need the wedding.
Yeah.
It just also like their relationship happened so fast. Like, they literally cheat, or Peter cheats on what's her face, Daphne, and then what, a week later they're engaged. Mm-hmm. Like, or maybe that say I don't know. It happened so fast. And they.
Yeah.
I guess we're childhood friends, but.
When she was like, I opened the card and it was a wedding invitation. I was like, of course it was.
Yeah.
But then, okay, if you're going to go that crazy, have the wedding.
I'm so sad to hear that the wedding didn't happen. Mm-hmm. That was the only thing I wanted to keep reading for.
It's exactly. Giving, like, or I wanted it to like be like Wedding Crashers. Like,
yeah,
why
exactly.
Rachel McAdams, my mind so hard. But like, that's not even what happens. But like something like so classic wedding drama.
No, mm-hmm. I would have loved a scene where they went and like just their band, like them acting like a couple, yep, and like, yeah, whatever, like that would have been so cute and, yeah, funny. And
I thought that was crazy. The premise of the book.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Same.
And it, like, was until it wasn't.
I think, yeah, she was afraid of it looking like they were a consolation prize, and she wanted to write in that like they'd choose each other even if they don't could choose to. The others. Yeah. Like, I totally understand it, but also, yeah, we don't have to be that way. Like, they fell in love. If who cares? Yeah. You know.
And I just love a fake relationship. Like, mm-hmm, when they're like, yes, having to be fake and they, yep, turn into.
I,
like,
do too.
I can't stop thinking about Feyre and Reese. Same. Yeah. But I'm like, that is so sexy. Like, no, you know, like, no, when you, like, are supposed to not, but you are. A scene
at the night court. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The court of nightmares.
That's the problem. Yeah. After you read those books, nothing compares.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If he doesn't have wings, I don't care for it.
I also felt really like him. Miles was kind of on the fence about the whole thing. Like, I don't feel like he was over Petra until, like,
kind of looking, yeah,
the,
yeah,
last second, you know?
I'm like, who would be?
Honestly, she's stunning.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing. Yeah. Someone I would hate. Is, definitely hate. For sure. So,
but
I did relate to that. I'm like, yeah, she sounds like someone you, like, can't hate, but do. I, yeah, do agree with that.
You know what was cracking me up? I have very minimal, obviously, insight. But whenever she was talking about how Peter bought the house and she was like, he wanted me to still feel like it was mine, so I furnished it. I'm like, dude, on a librarian salary, yeah, you furnished a mansion? Yeah. Like, that would be very expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cannot happen.
No.
Yeah. I know.
I also didn't really love the random fight her and Ashley got into because she, what, forgot to hang out with her
on her birthday.
On her birthday. Mm-hmm. Which, fair enough. That would have been sad.
But again, like, you know what would have been better? Her going and them having a good time painting the, yeah, walls in the bedroom.
Yeah. Like, or, like, Ashley's like, I should have called. I'm like, yeah.
That's
like, if you're not, like, if one of y'all didn't show up, I'd be like, hey, like, are you, yes, safe? Like, mm-hmm, I don't know. People are not worried about safety when they don't answer their calls.
It was, like, the weird silent treatment that she gave, yeah, her. And, like, it was so childish. I was like, what? Why are we doing this?
And then, like, Ashley, like, literally was not over it.
No.
Like, several days of work. I'm like, ugh.
She was, like, mad. Mm-hmm. And that was just bizarre and not needed once again.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't relate. Like, I'm just, like, obviously grateful. We're all, like, really, yeah, nice to each other. Because, like, I don't relate to, like, girl fights at all anymore. I'm like, no, fix it or, like, leave it. I don't, yeah, know what, yeah, to tell you. Yeah.
Well, also, who has the energy to care?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I'm like, she has a son. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
truly.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is What's-His-Face doing? He had a weird name.
Yeah, what was, oh, yeah, it?
Mulder.
That was bizarre.
See? Well, not necessary. Sick.
I didn't like that.
But she spelled Ashley weird. I'm like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Well, she spelled it like your friend, yeah, Ashley. So, like, she did better with that. Like, yeah, normal, mm-hmm, name, but spelled different.
Yeah.
Petra and Mulder were the bad ones. Well, and Starfire.
Starfire.
Yeah. How could
you forget Starfire? Can't justify Starfire.
I do feel, though, like, Starfire...
I liked her.
Mm-hmm. It was like, it's a weird name, but with how they portrayed the dad to be just like this flaky weird dude, it fit. Like, his story in the book felt like not needed, but it was there.
Yeah.
So the way they, like, I guess, or she put his story together, I felt like made sense.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Starfire,
like, fit. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. Like, add her, bring her on the boat.
Yeah. It was not needed, but
while it's there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Here's my question. Should I finish it?
Nah.
If you're in a rut, I mean, I literally finished it in like 3 days because I was like, here's the thing. Put any book in front of me beginning of May, I'm blasting, same, through it. Love. Mm-hmm. I'm just like in the mood to like go on my walks, read outside. I'm in a happy mood because it's almost summer. I mean, it doesn't matter what book, really.
I'm like, pair it with a burning sensation every time you pee and how does that?
That's where you're losing me. That's, yeah, where Miles is going to be really annoying to you. Yeah. That's where Starfire will not fit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. You, yeah, said you got, know, like 10 chapters in-ish. I don't know. I mean,
I would audiobook it. I guess.
That's what I was doing, even to get the 10 chapters.
Oh. Yeah.
If you're not into it, I don't think, yeah, you should.
And the, you're like, you know, I want
to
finish
is just to, like, I want, I already, opinion, invested this much time.
I feel like I know what it is, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I could turn around. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got nothing else that you're like,
yeah, holding out, well, for, my library card expired. So, oh, I had, no, some books I was excited for on Libby, oh, just to get slapped in the face with, your card doesn't work. So I've got to go, oh, renew, shoot, it.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah.
That's really upsetting.
How long does it last?
I don't know. I feel like I just did it, but also I feel like I was just 17.
I renewed mine online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like I just like started mine right back up, but I guess maybe it renewed then.
Hmm. Yeah.
I was surprised I even got it on Libby. Like when it came, I feel like I had to like read it right then and there because I thought it was going to be like flying off the shelf.
That's actually what happened to me too.
So I was like so worried about it. And now my Kindle people, like I'm like return and it's like Amazon, like you have to return through Amazon.
Yes.
I'm like,
what someone, is that
like
about?
Four people are waiting. I'm like, I want someone else to have it. Like I'm trying.
I don't know what that new system is either. About.
I don't either. I don't like it. I know. I'm like dying to give it away. Well, and it's like,
it's easy to do.
I think mine was just like not working. Like I did it through Amazon and like figured it out. The first time I did not, I will agree.
Oh,
I
was me,
like,
same.
Whatever. And then I went in again, like, took a minute. I was, like, getting pissed. I was like, I'm leaving.
No, the first time I was like, oh, this is a glitch. Like, I'll just leave it.
And it's like, you understand now you have to do Amazon. I'm like, know, sure. So, like, you.
They don't the mean me.
Thing, I'm like. Yeah. And then it was like, yeah, you had to, like, literally go through. Just any extra step. Just hit me. Let me click return.
I know.
It's stupid. But you're right. I mean, now it works, but. Like I said, I was dying to read it because I thought I had to hurry.
No, I know. When I got it, like on Libby, I was shocked because I thought it was going to be several weeks. So I was going to have to buy it, but
yeah. Okay, I'm sure cast.
I feel like we didn't talk about it as much. I don't know, like, but I don't.
It's always so hard for me when I like loved it, but then like I like everything you're saying, I agree with. I just in the moment, like I've tried to like take it for what it is, and like in the moment I read it,
I get that for sure.
Yeah. Loved it, but I mean,
no, I think that's
her books are also just like there was a lot more to say in Happy Place because there's so much going on that we could complain about, you know.
Her books are just books,
you know.
Which sometimes it's like a lower grade, just like Ellen Hildebrand. I feel like I'm like not those aren't just books. I wouldn't say that, but like they're like. Sweet, fun, quick reads. Like I would put them in the same category, but hers are just like so much like lower scale.
You know how I feel about sometimes whenever, and like I can say this because Emily is like pushing them out, and I would too. She's making bank, but you're like, you didn't think that through. You just started writing because you had to get hit a deadline, you know. And sometimes it's obvious.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay. Well, we can cast.
Who do you start with?
Did you cast Macy?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Would love to hear it.
I guess Daphne.
Okay.
I don't remember what anyone was supposed to look like.
Oh, me neither.
I was trying to be funny, so I literally said me. So we're going to put my picture on there. Especially when I was picturing your brother. And I couldn't find anybody else for me, so I thought it'd be funny.
You work.
Beautiful. And that's great.
Like I said, it was my personality, so.
I love that.
Okay. I said Victoria Pedretti. Don't know why. That's just who I thought.
Actually, I don't hate it.
She has Savannah's hair color, so we're on the same note.
I got to put my glasses back on for this one.
I could see her being like clumsy, like, or that's, you know, like Daphne was like put together, but also like the whole beginning scene of her, like, I don't know what she did in the rain, whatever, like not put together.
True, yeah.
But like also like does a good job at work. Like, yeah. I could see her doing that.
I was trying to think, someone who's more of just like the hard worker versus like Petra being like this like classy little like rich debutante type.
Mine might be giving that. I chose Megan Faye.
Oh, I love her.
Who's that?
I know her from The Bold Type.
She's in The Bold Type. She's in
your favorite,
The White Lotus or whatever.
Oh, okay.
She looks a little too sexy for me.
Not Miles.
Yeah, just sexy enough for Miles.
I did Dakota Johnson. I've cast her before. Yeah.
I mean, she's fine. I can
see the movies really casting her for this role. I just felt like she was.
If they can wear glasses and pull it off with a bun.
True.
Yeah.
That's
she gave me librarian.
That's what I was going for. Herself.
I'm like, if she's a short blonde. Yeah,
it's like, if they can pull off any look. Like, yeah, any of these
girls they are can wear like a book lover lanyard.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not my favorite, but I did what I had to do.
I always say this, but I'm like, she pulled up for me. Skip.
Okay.
Miles.
Yeah.
I'm not confident here, ladies.
I hate my Miles.
No. Me too. I said Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh, no. Yeah. No,
but honestly, here's what I'll say. I didn't like him at first.
Miles?
I didn't get deep enough to like him, I don't think. He seemed corny to me. Maybe he became more authentic as the book went on, but I just in the 10 chapters him, like, slam I got,
a bar.
Jake Gyllenhaal is 70 years old.
Okay, well, these people kids were in their 30s.
Yeah,
Yeah, he's way older than that.
He's probably 42.
That's older. Old too.
That's old. Like 30.
All these people are old. It's sad.
Not old.
Dakota Johnson older. Is definitely 40. Yeah,
for sure. No, they're in their 30s. I think Jake Gyllenhaal looks older.
Looks older. Okay, I'm going to look up both their ages right now. Okay. But I think Jake Gyllenhaal's probably charming in like an annoying way.
It's not it's not that bad.
All right.
It's look up their ages.
I am. I've you keep know. Going.
Me?
Did I go next?
I think it might have. Yeah, it was you.
I don't remember.
I think I went last.
Mm-hmm. I did Adrian Grenier.
Click it. It went black.
Honestly, that's who I wanted. I couldn't find anyone like that, but I like him.
Let me see.
Cute. I almost cast him, but I've cast him before. You're right. I was like, yeah. I don't want to do
that. Dakota's 34 and he's 43.
Ooh. Okay.
So Elise was correct. Okay, Dakota looks older than 34.
She does.
She does.
I like him.
I like him too. He's cute.
Yeah.
I went first, so I'm going to go really quick. Obviously, I chose Ellie's brother, Kevin. If you know, you know. But I did pick somebody else just in case. This is random.
Kevin was booked for the role.
Just in case it didn't work out.
Just in case it's killing me.
This is the picture you have to look at. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's more what I was imagining.
Really?
Yum.
What?
Yum.
That? Yum?
Yes, that.
Okay, he's not attractive. That picture.
That behind a bar?
He looks divorced.
Divorced?
That's what I thought. This is someone who has like a thing for Johnny Depp. So like, I don't like, I just, deformed?
I think he's cute.
I do too, thank you. Beard, long hair. Okay. I didn't think this would get a laugh. This is him today.
You know who needs all your supplements? This guy.
Yeah. He's white as a ghost. It's his red carpet.
I normally think that he's cute. See, this would work for me. Picture. I like it.
Yeah. Oh my god, well wait till you see my Peter. You're gonna be like, well obviously she'd choose him. I couldn't put like 500 Days of Summer guy. He's tiny in that.
I've just never seen that
him
guy
in the flesh.
Yeah, oh, I think he's cute. That picture's
Joseph
not doing
Gordon
him
Levitt?
Oh. Pull up a different picture.
Yeah, I'm not different. Recognizing him, I promise. That's not his best day.
These people are old. We're old, guys.
Hold on, let me see a different photo.
I'm going Joseph Gordon-Levitt photography. Oh, is that correctional stare? He's really going through it.
He's in prison.
I don't know. He's also 43.
Oh,
see,
wait.
Judy, he's been look. Wait, that.
Well, he's better there.
Look, same thing. Bad angle. Bad shot.
I like him. I think he's sweet. I don't think Miles was a movie star. I think Miles was a...
He's in 10 Things I Hate About You. Heath Ledger was another pick for me.
Oh, Heath Ledger
too.
Is who I'm picturing.
Yeah, but he was like too... What's I mean, I'd rather pick Heath, but...
Sorry.
Well, Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I'm going to have to look
Inception.
Him up.
Inception.
I got to look him up. Like, in
Knives
the
Out.
Pages. Like I'm gonna have to have my people call his people and sort this out. I need to do my own.
If you've never
dive.
Seen this movie though, it's a must.
What is it?
500 Days of Summer.
I've never seen it.
Oh, really? Well, he's in it. It's the main character.
Yeah. Is that
Zooey Deschanel?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said I love the Smiths. Right. That's the movie.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure, I'm not good
Dave
with
Franco.
Quotes.
Oh, cute.
For Peter?
I would pick Peter in a heartbeat then.
Oh, okay. Miles. Oh, okay. For Miles?
Oh, then I'd pick Miles.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I think he's too
picture
hot.
Beard.
I'd pick James over Dave, though, for that, for me. For
You're sure. right, though. Those eyebrows. Miles
but didn't James is older, so yes. like. Yeah. Yeah. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Who next?
Well, Peter? Let me just get it out of the way, because he's also in his 40s. Henry Cavill.
Oh.
I mean, he's fine.
Because Peter was clean cut and he went to the gym every single day. And he was super like severe in his habits.
Yeah, mine's like that too. So
okay,
old.
I did Taron Egerton.
Yeah, what's he from?
Oh yeah,
something. I
He's
know.
Got a tiny He's face.
Like, he does.
So tiny, so
That's
blocky.
What I think is wrong with
so
that.
Square. No, Jen, he's small. Like he is a Timothy.
So is Maddie, and we love him.
Yeah.
True.
He's got a sharp jaw though.
He does.
He's cute enough.
Doesn't he play like Elton John?
Oh.
Yeah. Yikes. Oh, he's the Shivers Kingsman guy? No, that is it? No.
Maybe.
I'm always so scared when I guess. People are like, absolutely not. Okay, mine's stupid, but Glenn Powell.
Oh.
But that's a Peter.
He's, yeah. But if he's my favorite so far.
You know, I mean.
Stop showing me.
I, like, find him so annoying. Like, I don't know why. Like, him as a human being, I'm like,
I feel like he's a knockoff Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, like, I just
or a knockoff Matthew
He doesn't do much for me, but I think he's a good Peter.
Yeah, I like him as Peter. Okay. I did Miles Teller.
Okay, that's fine.
He
I'm
has
not,
too much of a baby face, but I don't mind it.
I don't know.
I don't picture him, like, clean cut as much. I don't
know why. Yeah. Like, I don't think that he was in a mansion.
I picture him being like, hey, babe, I hooked up with somebody. Bye. Like, I picture that kind of Peter.
Yeah. I think Top Gun he's so cute, situation. And I can't see him being rich.
Yeah.
But I don't know
about...
I can
see him being rich with, like, daddy's money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Maybe, actually, yeah. I don't see him as, like, a gym, like...
I don't either.
...kind of guy, but I do see him as, like, a rich guy who leaves you for his best friend.
I forgot about the gym aspect. I don't think I would have picked him if that was in my head.
Yeah. I do think Miles Teller is so cute.
He was like, obsessed with the gym. They, like, had a super big diet.
Because she was, like, hadn't had smoked pizza weed in years, because, he, like, she was, like, he would have never let me do something bad for me.
And, like, eat.
Did you guys pick up when she was, like, my dress was too small? When she tried on the wedding dress and it like wouldn't fit and it got stuck and I had to get her out. I'm that's literally traumatizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, she's like, oh, it's a little tight. Like, no big deal. I'm like, I'm so glad you're not like, okay. Like, you're fine with this. But, I would literally be upset.
I forgot about that.
It had not been that long. Yeah. But I think that was another reason, like, they brought that up, because she were like, they're fit. Okay. Petra. Mm-hmm.
I chose Allison Brie. I've been watching Community, which is why she's on my mind.
She's cute. Yeah.
I think she's like, she came to mind because if your fiance left you for someone and you were like, dang, she's so cute and sweet, it would be someone like small and skinny and like sleek hair. Oh, like, for sure, you know, like.
Wait, what's her character?
She's Annie.
Annie. Someone told me I looked like her.
Oh. Mm,
great compliment.
I can kind of see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have a similar eyebrows and
she's really good.
Face shape.
Mm-hmm. She's she's in a lot of other stuff.
This guy I had never talked to before in my life in law school. He was like,
I think you told us this.
Okay.
Yeah.
He just randomly started calling me Annie.
Yeah, if you look at like the shape of your eyebrow to eye to nose to mouth, like just the way your face is proportioned, it is very similar.
Hmm.
I'm like, she get a dress like this.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Put that on, baby.
I like her though.
I think
it's a good pick.
Yeah.
Like, she's super hot.
I know. She's been on my mind because she's just like the prettiest girl ever, like watching that show. So
I thought she was like very hippie, free spirit is what I got.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't read enough.
But I guess Hannah the weed Simone.
Smoking. Oh, Cece.
Oh.
I like it. Fine. I don't know.
Mine is she's not like.
Literally so opposite.
I mean, she definitely would be an intimidating person for your partner to go for.
Yeah.
She also is a hot dog girl, which would work as like Petra going to the bachelor party.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. My character, we can go with hot dog girl. Fine. I was like very in the free spirit hippie. So I picked Donna
Kelsey?
From That 70s Show.
Donna Kelsey.
I'm like free spirit hot dog girl.
Savannah's like, for Starfire, I just.
Donna Kelsey blonde, That 70s Show for Petra.
Okay,
she's such a Petra.
Yeah, actually,
like going to the bachelor party and like Donna as a character, like I always like liked her, but I was always such a Jackie person.
Yeah,
like I like
she looks so amazing blonde.
Yeah, she looks so good blonde.
Yeah,
man.
She also gave me like How I Met Your Mother, like Teddy's, like Ted's Karen, like
oh yeah.
But she was just like a total bitch on that one. But yeah, I don't know. She's
blonde's really her color of hair. Yeah.
Honestly, I think she's a good pick.
Me too.
Yay, thanks.
I did Lily James.
Okay.
Yeah. Same vibe as Allison.
Yeah,
Brie,
for sure. Yeah.
I agree.
She's people tell me I look like her.
Oh, weird.
All
yeah.
the time.
Yeah. You do, and you really do, especially your eyebrows.
I went to the movies with my new friend the other day, my neighbor friend, and right whenever I got home, she texted me and said, "You look exactly like Lily Collins or Lily James." And I was like, "Were you afraid to tell me that in person?"
Yeah.
Was Lily James in the movie?
No.
Oh, oh.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. Do we want
to
pick our like top people of each
show?
Are we doing that or no?
Oh, sure. I like that. Okay. For Daphne.
Savannah.
Savannah's Daphne for sure. I like Maddie's Miles. My Miles.
Who was it again?
Adrian.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Christian's like.
I'm like Kevin. I'll be honest.
Peter, Savannah's for me.
Let me see again.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I'll do that.
Okay. I feel like our Petras are all really good.
I know. Mm-hmm. I like everyone's Petra.
I feel like yours is like. The sleek hair is like getting me.
Yeah.
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 She looks like a hot dog girl. I could see her going either way. Like, it also have like money and
yeah. You know what it is? I think because I'm watching Community, Annie's so nice, and she is like the most annoying part about her. Mm-hmm. So she's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that'd be a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I gave it 5, honestly, on Goodreads.
My Lord. I saw that.
But I put it on my notes a 4.5, and I guess I'll stick with it. I mean, I'm just going to go with my gut. That's yeah.
Wait, so you're sticking with 5?
There's so much that goes into a rating, like the time, the place that you were, like,
go with your heart.
I'm a 3.
I think I'll go 3.5.
I like when we're
do I put one in
ways.
Or no? I don't want to bring down the rating.
Wait, okay. What did I rate the Leavers? A 3.5. Okay.
So what are you doing?
Such 3.5. A different book.
Yeah, I just was like, I don't know. Yeah, okay, 3.5. I'm sticking with that.
3.6.
Yeah, it's so high on Goodreads. Probably because of bitches like me.
Like, all the librarians in the world.
Yeah, unite.
Yep.
They always have a bookstore. It's never a true library. Yeah. Her being the children's
the
one.
The children's.
Dragons Love Tacos. I was like, kill that book.
That was cute. And her voice is like, she was cute.
And how she was like embarrassed by it. I thought about that. Like if someone I knew, I would die if someone heard me like reading stories.
Yeah,
like,
I did think it was cute. And she was like, I wish I wouldn't have started as like theatrical with every voice, but now I'm locked in. I thought that was a really cute part.
I just can't think of a moment where Miles was like, outwardly like affectionate and especially in public. I don't like why I just feel like he fell flat. I can't think of a single
like,
thing
physically,
he did.
Like, no, yeah, like I feel like he said some things that were nice that she like needed to hear at the time, but like now I can't think of a single one. I wish I would have read it
well also
a little sooner.
Once again, I didn't finish it, so maybe this became charming, but his whole like, I'm gonna make you fall in love with this place, I'm like, she's a grown woman and she's been living there. Just because her ex-fiance didn't show her around town, like she could have driven herself to any place. Like I thought that was kind of funny where she was like, I can't believe Peter didn't share this stuff with me. I'm like, take a little initiative.
Yeah
I know you're busy.
I forgot that was a storyline too of her like moving back.
There's a lot happening.
Well, and the library sounded fantastic. She applied for a little
Oklahoma had a shout out. There was
I
do remember that.
Yeah,
that was
it's like a lighthouse. It was so cute. I'm like, move now. But I don't know.
Okay, should we
have you guys read anything else?
Yeah, Nightstand.
I'm not reading anything, but I think what started my reading rut was because I saw a TikTok that said you should read these classic books. They're easy to get through and it's good to read something classic. And I thought about Maddie at the beginning of the year saying she wanted to read real stuff. So I said, okay, I'll read one.
Mm-mm.
I grabbed one at random.
Which one?
Franny and Zoe.
Oh.
I wish I were dead. It was the worst. I don't care if it's a classic. It was horrible.
Really?
Yeah. And it was short and I still couldn't get through it. Every sentence was like, if only the mathematical equation of the forgiveness of the but my dear sister. I was like, oh my gosh. And I still don't know what it was about. It was like about a sister, a little like this family that used to be on a show where they were all like famously smart children. Mm-hmm. And one of the sisters goes crazy because she started like reading this book about how if you pray constantly, you can like access your mind. So she was like praying constantly, making herself sick. And her brothers were trying to like convince her she didn't need to do that. Or something. I don't know. It never got better. I finished it because I just wanted to finish it. But I think that's what started it all. Because I wanted to throw my Kindle across the room.
Yeah.
So
that'll do it.
Yeah. Now I want to read Hannah Brown's book next.
Yeah, that'd be.
You didn't like it? Don't tell me.
Did you just read it?
I couldn't even make it past the first chapter, y'all.
Oh, Lord. Really?
It was like pretty trash.
Yeah, I could say.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
I was kind of disappointed. I thought she'd just have a good enough team. They would write it for her.
But she's not an author.
I thought someone else would write it. She'd put her name on it.
I don't know. Like, I kind of thought that she could do it. You know, I expected a lot.
That's
more,
really disappointing.
I know.
Just really bad writing.
Mm-hmm.
Like really cheesy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, maybe something else.
Don't talk about too much, but the one that you loved.
This Summer Will Be Different.
I have it. I'm so
excited. By Carly Fortune.
It keeps becoming available, and I have to get through my book. Okay, go ahead.
It was
maybe I'll buy that.
Incredible.
It was like you got through it so quick.
I did.
I just want to like read it.
But I need to like be at the lake.
I know. Yeah, that did help. But it was everything that I wanted the Emily Henry one to be. It was perfect. The characters were realistic and smart and funny, and the conflicts were like actual like real life issues. And I loved that, like, it almost kind of felt that the romance aspect was kind of the secondary plot a lot of the times. It was between her and her best friend Bridget, and they were really like the stars of the book. Like, they were so cute together. It's like takes place on Prince Edward Island in Canada. So it was like summery vibes, but also like, you know, when it got chilly, you got a sweater at the beach. It was so good.
Yeah, I'm glad she like redeemed herself too from being at the lake. I didn't even try that one.
So. I didn't like that one either.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved Every Summer After.
Yeah.
So I love her covers too. I just like love that she's sticking with her like theme.
Same.
Like the watercolor paint.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to read.
Yeah. It was so good.
I'm still reading A Court of Wings and Ruin.
Yeah.
I'm trying, so I'm so close. I'm like on chapter maybe 49 or 50 or...
You're going to be on Silver Flames with me soon, because I'm putting that on the back burner.
I don't think I can do that.
You can. You can and you will.
No, like it's in the middle of one.
Oh.
You're in the middle of it.
I know.
I can't, like, I became, or what is Libby, like, it was available on Libby, the one that you just read. And I put it to, like, deliver later.
You gotta start doing airplane mode, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. I forget about that. But I did deliver later because I'm still in the middle of this, and I couldn't just stop in the middle and read that.
No, I shouldn't.
Well, at least whenever you go for the next one, it's like a blip.
I know.
It'll be nothing for you. You could read it in one setting.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
The Starlight.
Yes.
Oh, Frost of Starlight. I thought you meant Silver Flames. Oh, I'm like, I don't feel that way.
Okay, but it is it's
good. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just like, there's so many other books I want to read, and I'm getting to that like flustery, I gotta read them all kind of feeling.
Well, also Nesta's pretty unlikable at first, which makes that one
that
a
there's
harder.
Still like, I know that one like explodes with all the things, and they're not doing anything right now, so like it's still
just hold
on.
So and that's like with A Court of Wings and Ruin, I like it. Like, it's not even that I don't like it. It's just,
it's war heavy.
It's not Mist and Fury. Like, after you get to that one, after you get through that one, you're like, oh, they're all so good.
Yeah.
That's what's like frustrating. I'm frustrated myself, because I'm like, I know it's good. I just,
I think that I will be finished with it soon. I have like 10 hours left on audio, and I've been trying to read like a few chapters, physical copy here and there. So I think I'll be done with it soon. But trekking along.
Is that all yours?
I
finished Bye Baby. I don't know, I think I talked to you about it.
I
really liked it.
I think it was really good.
It was like,
it wasn't a good like way of being once modern. Again, there wasn't like a big plot,
no,
but it was always interesting.
Yeah,
and I thought it sometimes ended kind better. Of unpredictably like interesting.
Like towards the very end, I was like, huh, like makes sense, but like kind of me. And then at the very end, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was good. I thought like the little back and forth. I like when there's a backstory that they go back to.
Same.
I like that a lot.
Some of that backstory was hard
rough.
To get through, though.
It was rough. And then I finally finished The Women.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. What are your thoughts?
Okay, I kind of feel the same way. Like, my Goodreads, I said 3.5. This took me forever to finish, but I'm glad I did. Like, I'm glad I finished it.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Hannah, I feel like I can't say that I don't. Like, she's definitely not my favorite author. No, she's yours. Because I feel like I'm, like, disowning, like, history. Like, I feel like I'm, like, not being, like, historical enough.
No,
and I'm
I agree.
Because like, my little library meeting I had, they're all like, oh, my God, I read this one and this one. I love her, blah, blah. And I'm like, I do. Like, I'm going to read The Great Alone. I need to. I, like, I'm dying to read it. So I know I'm going to love that one, too. But it was just like, her books are so heavy and she doesn't care about a happy ending. She's not going to give you like, yeah. And this one wasn't bad. Like, it was fine, but it was, I loved the first 50%. And then
same.
The last 50, I was like,
it just can't felt catch like, a break. Like, yeah, just like, and it just felt that's like it was going nowhere. Wins
too. I was like, oh my gosh, they can't catch a break. And like, it's realistic. So I appreciate that aspect. And I'm always like happy I've read them. Like, I feel like I'm a better person for reading it.
Yeah.
And I learned like a lot. And I think those, like, it needs to be a topic that's like talked about, but it was just rough. And I like paused on it. I never like this, but I've been doing this bad. Paused on it to finish, like, to read Funny Stories. So like going back to it was just like,
That's hard.
Yeah.
Well, I just feel like, yeah, like I can appreciate it without like liking it.
Yeah. Like, and Nightingale, I feel like everyone is like blown away. So it's just hard when it's like, and people are blown away by this one.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't think that y'all were.
What did I miss? Yeah. Yeah, what did I miss? Do you feel bad for not, like, for not? Cause I feel like I don't now. I'm like, no, I wasn't blown away by it.
Sometimes I think people think like, it's the same way. Like, if a movie makes someone cry, they think it's an amazing movie. I think they think if a book makes them think it's an amazing book.
Yeah.
And like we said, so much goes into a rating. If you weren't excited to read, I don't care how what good the writing is.
Like, I wasn't mad to read it, but I wasn't excited to read it. Like, it took me forever. And like,
The Nightingale is a hard read, but you're excited to open it back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to give The Great Alone a chance, because I think I will like that one. I've heard such good things about that one that I don't think I'll have a problem with it.
Yeah,
that was good. But it kind of gave me like the Four Winds vibes, like where I was just like, this is just like so depressing. Yeah. It wasn't as depressing though.
It wasn't as depressing because I don't feel like anything was happening in the last 50%.
Oh my gosh. No, I was like, what is going on? And then, like,
which the first 50% was incredible.
It was so good that I was like, I don't know what Maddie's thinking. You know, I was like, I don't know what she, I was worried because you said there was like kind of two parts.
Yeah.
And for some reason I took that as like another character was going to be brought in. And that should have happened. I don't know who it would have been, but I was like, no, the last 50, I was like, I don't know what you're doing. Like, you're stressing me out. It was just not good.
I guess I have a question, but it's going to spoil it. So
okay.
I won't talk about it a bit.
And then, I don't know if we're doing it for a June book, but I have dove into Sharkheart.
We're doing it for June.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
That'll get me out of a rut, if anything.
I know.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
I'm angry about it.
No.
I just think it'll be a great discussion, so.
It will, I'm sure. I will tell you it's going to be, I'm not reading that before the summer one.
Like, oh, okay.
Before the summer ends.
Yeah,
I was like, it's a very quick read, though, the way it's like formatted.
Oh,
that's all. Like, it's just the format.
Well, I have it available on Libby right now, and I'm putting deliver later.
So. That's fine. Yeah, but that's all.
I also read Beneath a Scarlet Sky, which is historical fiction.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of one of those ones. I gave it 4 stars, but did I love it? No.
Why is it historical fiction?
I'm like,
yeah.
I feel bad rating historical fiction anything above. Which,
like,
again,
real life events, I'm like, eh.
There were some good parts, but I wasn't excited to pick it up.
Oh, I forgot too. I don't think we've podcasted. I read Julia Fox's book too.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I talked about it.
Okay.
I think Maddie did.
Yes.
I did first.
Maddie and then read it. I don't know if I'd read it by the lake or not, but I loved it.
Oh, good.
I think I'm going to have to give it a try.
Yeah,
you should. Did you do audio or read?
Audio.
Okay.
And it's amazing.
Okay. She reads it. You got it.
Perfect. Okay. I
will so audio. That.
Yeah. Okay. And it's like never boring. Like, sometimes memoirs, you're like, oh my gosh, drag. Every single thing she's ever done in her whole life was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay. Did we talk about Just for the Summer? Me and Ellie both read that.
I can't remember if we did or not.
Oh, I get that one mixed up with this, whatever it's called.
I'm thinking of the Better Than the Movies.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, jeez.
Just for the Summer was Abby Jimenez.
Yeah.
I think
it was cute.
We did separately.
We read it separately.
You and I talked about it. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast.
I don't think so.
But it was cute.
It was cute. Mm-hmm, it was cute.
I kind of want to read the Yours Truly and that one. Like, I think I just want to give it all a shot.
I love the way that she incorporates the characters.
Me too.
Think, each book.
It was really cute. And we both were like, it took us a second to put it all together.
Yeah.
And then once I did, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm an idiot. Like, of course. No, it was just like.
Same.
I don't know.
Well, I forget that they're intertwined. If I was thinking about that, then I would maybe pick it up. But
yeah.
Taylor Jenkins Reid does that too a little bit.
Yeah. On a smaller scale.
I miss her good stuff.
Same. Yeah. I miss her. I miss her books.
I feel like there's another one I haven't read that I should go look and see if there's one.
Forever Interrupted is becoming a
show or a
movie.
Show or movie.
When is Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo?
I forgot about that.
Okay,
we could talk about the trailer for It Ends With Us looking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It does so look good.
Really shocking.
Good.
Oh, and the idea of you.
Oh, yeah.
Being phenomenal.
So good. I need to watch it again.
I want to watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
That night was incredible.
It was.
Yeah. All of our jokes were killing
me. Yeah. It was the same night as a dinner party. What a night.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you haven't watched that movie yet, you guys. You
should. It's so good.
It's so good.
You have to.
Yeah.
Read the book, too. A lot of people are like, oh, it's a book. I'm like, yes, it was a book. Yeah. Read it,
though. Okay, you know what makes me feel better? Because it is like, it's a fan fiction type book. Anne Hathaway said she loved it.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel so much better. Jimmy Fallon,
that scene, or that clip where he's like, we don't read here.
You want to read the book?
Yeah. And she keeps being like, did anyone read? Like, she's like getting kind of irritated. Yeah. It's so funny. I'm like, that is me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so good. I'm so excited for It Ends With Us now. I hope it's not a total like.
It looks so good.
Bad, but I think it'll be fine.
We have talked about it. I think Ryle's so much cuter than Atlas, which is like hurting me a little.
I think that's like same. I heard the toast talking about too, and I was like, yeah.
I don't think Atlas is attractive at all.
I never maybe thought he will Atlas when you're watching was, it. Though. Like, yeah. I remember even in the book, I was like, like the way she described Ryle was so much better.
Yeah. I, for some reason, had this like idea of Atlas being like really cute, bad boy like vibe.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe his personality will shine through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the second really we see though. Ryle start beating her, I guess we'll jump ship.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very true.
I thought, it looks really good, actually. But like you said, I mean,
what does it come out?
Throw some Taylor Swift on it.
Yeah.
So it could be anything.
Yeah.
I think August sounds right to me. We'll have to definitely all go.
Though. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cause it's like theaters, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Like Lively's not a stream.
Yeah.
Stream girly. Well, I guess neither is Anne Hathaway, so, but
true.
That deserved a theater.
Okay, the Idea of You, though, got, like, so many downloads. It had, like, a crazy number amount of, like, streams.
Oh,
like,
good.
I bet.
It was blowing everything else out of the water.
Sweet.
The best casting they could have done was her. Like, that absolutely, like, saved it.
Because when you read it, you're like, what 40-year-old is going to convince this young guy the prime of his life? And then you see her, you're like, oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
For sure. Okay. That's all.
Alrighty.
We'll see you guys in June. We're reading Shark Heart.
And you should read it or not.
Yeah. You should too.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
For lovers of Tusk. Okay.
Bye. Bye.